This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, as you probably know, working in Silicon Valley has its perks. Free lunch, free massages, 20% time. That's the work time you can use to pursue independent projects. And this, a private bus that picks you up in your neighborhood in San Francisco and shuttles you down to your corporate campus in Silicon Valley. Sounds pretty good if you ask me, but apparently some people aren't so happy about it, as Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
During rush hour in San Francisco, you see them everywhere.
They're just so big. These buses are two stories high, and they're barreling through residential streets. And no one knows where they're going except the people who are on them.
Eric Rodenbach is a creative director of Stayman Design in the Mission District of San Francisco. And he's talking about the private shuttle buses that run up and down the peninsula. They look like fancy tour buses. Google's are white, Facebook's are sleek blue. But beyond that, there's sort of a mystery to most San Franciscans.
You know, it's almost like this Masonic ritual. If you've got the key, this whole other city layer unlocks itself to you. And that's the kind of urban puzzle that we like to solve.
So Stayman decided to map the private shuttle buses connecting San Francisco to Silicon Valley. But getting the data wasn't easy. The tech companies don't comment on the buses. They don't tell you where they stop or how many people ride them. But in the era of big data, the information was easy enough to find.
Even though the companies may not have wanted to have the locations public, we started taking a look around and we realized that on Foursquare, if you typed in shuttle and Google or shuttle and Apple, all these locations came up because their employees were checking in at those bus stops. We hired some bike messengers to follow the buses around and to count people that got on and off of them. And some of it we just sat at a cafe on the corner of 18th and Dolores and counted the people getting off and on those buses.
I checked out the Google bus stop a little after 7 a.m. one rainy morning. And the G-Bus, as the display in the windshield reads, was already picking up Googlers. For the next few hours, the buses would arrive in 15 to 20-minute intervals, and a steady stream of 20 and 30-somethings holding coffee cups, wearing sneakers and backpacks would get on board.
Hey, I'm a reporter from Marketplace. I was wondering if I could ask you guys a couple questions.
I'm going to pass.
We're on the quiet period.
Oh, a quiet period? Oh, even about the bus.
A quiet period is when a company can't say anything that might affect its stock price. And that was the nicest response I got until I met 35-year-old Tanya Birch, who works on Google Earth's outreach team.
What's it like inside there?
It's pretty sweet. They let us choose the type of seats and the decor inside, and it's got dim lighting with the Google colors.
And can you guys get work done?
Yeah, there's free Wi-Fi provided on the shuttles, and it's another hour of work.
The tech world is driven by young, educated workers. But companies like Facebook, Google, and Apple are located in the suburbs in Silicon Valley, which is about an hour south of the city.
I think a lot of young people that work at these tech companies, they want the city life, something that's entertaining, and you don't get that in the suburbs.
And so to compete for that talent pool, big tech companies have to provide transportation. Rodenbeck says he expected to find shuttles in the city's hip, young neighborhoods.
What we were surprised to learn is that the network is much more extensive than that.
When the map was finished, Stayman counted buses from Apple, eBay, Electronic Arts, Facebook, Google, and Yahoo. And they found the buses ran through almost every neighborhood in San Francisco. In all, Stayman estimates that about 14,000 people ride the private shuttle buses every day.
And why are these locations secret?
I think that the companies are kind of sensitive to this idea that they are funding a change in the infrastructure of San Francisco without it being regulated.
The San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency is in the midst of studying what's essentially emerging as a private mass transportation system. Jerry Robbins is a transportation planner for the agency.
The increase in employer buses has sparked some reaction from residents.
He says that since tech companies contract out the work to private bus companies regulated by the state, the city has little say in what they do. But Robbins says the agency has fielded complaints that the private shuttle buses, which often stop at public bus stops, are causing delays and traffic. Another impact, rising real estate prices.
Unquestionably, the shuttle stops are transforming real estate values.
Amanda Jones has been a realtor in San Francisco for nearly a decade. Today, about half her clients work in the tech industry.
When I interview new clients, we get out the real estate map and they want to show me where their corporate shuttles are. I recently sold a home. He does trading for Google and gets in early in the morning. Literally, if it wasn't within five blocks of a shuttle stop, we didn't look at it.
And Joan says even fixer-uppers and homes with shaky foundations sell for a premium if they're located near a private shuttle bus stop.
They have so little time to have with their family and their friends that they want to go home and be able to walk to the restaurant and not be stuck in their car for 2 hours.
And Joan says she gets it. Until they come up with an app that can beam you to work, the private shuttle bus is as close as you get. I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.